don't see him anymore. And even though she knows it's wrong, well, she thinks about a man. And when the loneliness is gone, well, the pain will start again. Because he takes and takes and takes, 'cause he knows that he can. Oh, no, am I in this again? Bad news, I'm singing the blues. Now that I'm back, 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 I'm a man. Let me count the steps it takes to walk away. She thinks about him then, always yearning to be safe inside his arms. And even though it's wrong, well, she's shivering again. Because he takes and takes and takes, 'cause he knows that he can. Oh, no, am I in this again? Yeah.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is February the 10th, 2019. And it's 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM. And on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes, Startcom Radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app. 91.5fm.org from the App Store. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, February 10th, 2019 edition of a Brown perspective on sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on over there in your neck of the sporting world. That phone number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it is 4:22 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org. And we're also multicasting iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, E.A. Angeles, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, February the 10th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation, and do that, you need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we're not giving you sports scores today. Again, we have some problems with our internet connection in the office. Supposedly, Verizon's going to come out tomorrow and get that all squared away. But anyway, I was supposed to open up the program by saying, welcome to Title Town, USA. And I forgot all about that, since that's not my normal opening. But anyway, welcome to Title Town, USA. And I'm going to talk today, and you can intercede if you want to give me a call, about the local sports teams. You know, we have been extremely fortunate to have so many championship teams here in the year, well, in this present century, really. Celtics 1-1, Bruins 1-1. The Red Sox have won 4, and the Patriots have won 6 times. Come on. So anyway, I guess we have a right to be called Title Town USA. No one else in the country, no other city in the country, no other state in the country can match that as far as championships are concerned. And if you want to consider it the New England area, and we throw in the Connecticut Huskies women's basketball teams, yeah, we just blow everybody else away. So what can I say? can't believe that the Red Sox baseball season is about to start. I believe pitchers and catchers report on Tuesday. And look at the Red Sox lineup and see what is going to be taking place. First of all, we are going to probably have some changes in our pitching staff, especially the bullpen. Kelly's gone to the LA to the Dodgers, and no one has signed our closer, and so therefore, matter of fact, a lot of big names have not been signed. Manny Machado has not been signed. We thought he was going to come to Boston anyway, and Harper has not been signed. So we'll see what's going to happen. If there's going to be a mad rush near the end of the, sometime during the baseball season, to see if they're going to go after these big names with the big contracts and everything else. But right now, Red Sox look pretty good. We're coming back with Moreland and Pierce at first base. A lefty-righty combination against righty-lefty pitchers. So, if we can get anywhere near the production that we got from them last year, that'll be happy for us to accomplish that at the first base position. Hopefully, Dustin Pedroia makes a comeback. We don't know whether we're going to be able to, count on him for a full season. Hopefully, he's going to be here for a full season. How many games he will play, that's another story. But we have Brock Holt to back him up at second base. And Holt had a real good season at the bat near the end of the year last year with some big clutch hits. Xander Bogaerts will be holding down the shortstop position. No backup for him per se, although Holt and Nunez could probably fill in there if necessary. Then we have Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers is a scary bat when he is hitting the ball. Whew. He is got great potential, great power. And fielding, that could be improved. But if he's going to hit the ball on a consistent basis against right, especially being a left-handed batter against right-handed pitchers, that should be satisfactory. Eduardo Nunez is a good backup there. Eduardo, with the knee problems, probably wouldn't be as good at any other infield position because of the need to rest the knee situation. But hey, we'll take him as a backup at third base against tough left-handed pitchers. In left field, we have Andrew Benintendi. And I would put Blake Swihart as a backup there. Benintendi, left-handed hitter. Swihart, a switch hitter who can also catch and play other positions as well. So I see Swihart making the team this year and maybe pushing Benintendi a little bit. Jackie Bradley Jr. had a very good end of season and playoff season with the bat as well. He had that golden glove in center field. And supposedly he's been working with J.D. Martinez and his hitting coach. And the formula that they're following is supposedly one that Ted Williams preached. I can't explain it to you. All I know, if Ted Williams was in favor of it, hey, who am I to contradict it? Ted was the master of all times, probably, when it comes to hitting. Mookie Betts, the all-around MVP batting title, gold glove right fielder. He's back in right field, and supposedly they're going to bat him second behind Benintendi. And Swihart has good speed also, so you won't be losing much when you put Swihart out there. As far as defense is concerned, and offense hopefully also. Vasquez and Leon are going to be the catchers. And like I said, we have Swihart who can fill in when necessary. Okay, so that brings us to the starting pitchers. Chris Sale, when he's healthy, certainly number one. I think David Price, based upon how he concluded the end of the season, is a safe bet for number two. Rick Porcello, number three. Rodriguez, number four. And I would put Stephen Wright as my number five pitcher. Only, from what I understand, the only knuckleball pitcher in Major League Baseball last year, and I guess possibly this year as well. That would certainly... you come into a series and you're starting Wright, Sale, and Price. That would certainly mess up the coordination of the other team's batting order. In the bullpen, we have a whole lot of choices. I would place Eovaldi as my closer. And then we have Barnes, Hembry, Brazier, Workman, Johnson, Velazquez, Thornburg, and who knows who else might be out there. We picked up the guy from the Mets. I can't remember his name. But anyway, he's been sidelined a couple of years because of drug problems. Hey, not going to cost as much to pick him up and throw him out there. Okay, into the mix, and we'll see who comes out of that. I think we would be, if we get a 25-man roster with Pedroia, we would be looking to drop two of those names out there. Johnson's the only left-hander, so I guess he would have a leg up as far as being in the mix in the bullpen. So that's the Red Sox lineup here as we look into hopefully, like I said, if I get my system up and working, we'll have scores now next week for you. But the Yankees have made some major changes, and we're not going to get into that as yet. We're going to talk about the other ball clubs here in the greater Boston area. 432 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO1, 855-915-9636. I'll be back.
They say America is a land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of us.
That's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A. Brown.
They say America is a land of
perspective on sports. Okay, 437 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we talked a little bit about the Boston Red Sox and their potential starting lineups for this year, this coming season. And so, where are we going to go next? Let's look at the Boston Celtics. Celtics have been struggling. I understand they lost a big lead to the Clippers last night. I didn't get the score. Like I said, we're having problems with our system at the office, and so we're bringing Verizon in to hopefully get that thing squared away tomorrow sometime. But anyway, the Celtics, I guess the big news is that the Celtics were able to move Jabari Bird to Atlanta, and that opens up a spot. Now, there are a lot of free agents out there, or soon-to-be free agents out there, and Danny's waiting to see exactly who's out there before he makes any offers to anybody. The question is, can they bring somebody in who's going to be effective in limited minutes? I guess that's what they need. We got Marcus Morris, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, Irving, and Smart starting. And then we have Haywood. Rude Sice has been playing very well recently. Baines is out with an injury. Rozier and Brown coming off the bench. Now, the big name out there, I guess, that I would consider would be Markieff Morris, the twin brother of Marcus. Hey, well, we had twin brothers, McCourty brothers, with the Patriots, so why not? bring another set of twins here. Marcus is going to be a free agent, so maybe if we bring in Markieff, he might hang around. We'll see what happens with that. But anyway, Markieff would give us a scorer off the bench, big man scorer off the bench, power forward. But then that would push other people back, I guess, as far as playing time is concerned. And we don't know how many coming in like this, how much time he would actually get, especially when Baines comes back. Further down the bench, we have Brown at backup shooting guard. Rozier at backup point guard. Wanamaker behind Rozier. And then we have Gabusele and Ojale, who've been getting a little bit of playing time and doing fairly well in the time that they have been allotted. Markieff just adds another person. The way I look at it, let's get the best person out there. I'm sure Danny's going to do his best to get the best person out there to fit in with what we already have. And to me, that would be Markieff Morris. But that's just my opinion. It's 440 here on WMFO. Thinking about the NBA, I guess you would have to say that Tobias Harris going to the 76ers gives them a big power forward up front. And more rebounding, and he can score as well. And then we have Mark Gasol going to the Raptors, giving them a big man on the inside, who can also spread the floor, hit the outside shot, run the floor as well. So, Raptors, 76ers have improved. We'll see if they have improved enough to pull away from the Celtics, who have been doing really well against the Raptors and the 76ers when they play them one-on-one. The loss to the Lakers in that last minute of play reminded me of that magic moment in Miami that when the Patriots lost because the Dolphins were lateraling the ball all over the place. Hey, that's what happens. I'm saying to myself when I saw the last few minutes, the last few seconds, really, I said, where are the Celtics players? Who are they? Who's guarding who? LeBron's three-pointer, he was totally uncovered in the corner. I didn't see a Celtic anywhere near any of those guys out there. I don't know where everybody was. And then when the ball finally went to Rondo for the game-winning shot, he was uncovered. But I guess we hit their other assignments. I just couldn't see them in my little TV. 4:42 here at WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On a Sunday, February the 10th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we're going to be back after a little break.
WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And that message, of course, was brought to you by your friends here at WMFO. Sounds of Praise Ministry and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:45 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And today we are not giving you any sports scores. We're just talking about Titletown, USA. No doubt about where that is. We covered the Red Sox roster, the Celtics roster, and what may take place. We still think that they are in line for the a good shot at going to the finals, when coming out of the East as the champions. But they got to get their act together. They haven't been able to do it consistently. I guess that's the main problem. So we'll see. Can they get it together? Okay, let's go to the Patriots. Look at their roster. Beginning with that ageless quarterback, Tom Brady, and I guess Brian Hoyer is going to be around, to continue his major backup role, which is probably emulating the upcoming quarterback that they're going to face in the following week's game. And he's done a great job at that. And maybe they're going to have to look at someone who would be the next person. Danny Etling, who they've had, has a tremendous arm. But still has to learn the system. And that's what everybody forgot, that long as Brady got the time and his mind was still working, that's a hard combination to beat. Running back, we have Sony Michel, James White, Rex Burkhead, James Devlin, and Jeremy Hill, who got injured early in the season and is an unrestricted free agent. He was impressive during his short time during preseason. And would we carry another running back? Why not? Yay. That way we wouldn't have to use Cordarrelle Patterson, although he looked pretty good in the few times that he got out there as a running back. At wide receiver, we have Julian Edelman coming back. We have Braxton Berrios, who didn't get much playing time. Darren Andrews, Cody Hollister, and Josh Gordon. Now, Josh Gordon is the big question mark. Can he get back clean from the drug problems that he had? And if so, when would he be reinstated? Obviously, he's a fast learner. Came in, and when he was finally removed, he was leading the team in yards. Then we have Chris Hogan, unrestricted free agent. Philip Dorsett, unrestricted free agent. And Cordarrelle Patterson, also unrestricted free agent. I'm assuming they're going to do some signing right there. Big question, Rob Gronkowski at tight end. He's here until 2020, but all the rumors are floating around about his retiring because of the beating his body was taking. And the Patriots understood that, and they used him primarily as a blocker before we got into the big games. And then we opened him up a little bit, and he came through, hoping Grubb can come back and finish out his career here with the New England Patriots after the 2020 season. We have Dwayne Allen, who's also a tremendous blocker. Jacob Hollister, who I believe they've going to hold, they've been holding on to him because of his receiving abilities. He's like a big wide receiver, more so than a tight end. Then we have Steven Anderson and Ryan Izzo, who didn't get much playing time last year. Hats off, from as far as I'm concerned, to the Patriots offensive line. In the big games, they kept Brady upright and his uniform from getting really dirty. And with Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald coming at him in the big game, hey, they did really well. Marcus Cannon's here until 2022. Isaiah Wynn, 2023. Trent Brown, he's an unrestricted free agent, but as well as he played and as big as he is, and hopefully he loves his time here, winning a championship, we can get him. I would consider him a major cog on the re-signing. LeAdrian Waddle, unrestricted free agent, but very valuable because he can play both tackles. And has filled in fairly well for Cannon when he was hurt. Edgar Shaq Mason, here the 2024. Joe Thuney, 2020. Ted Karras, James Ferentz, and Brian Schwenke. And then we have David Andrews as center. We have a couple of people who play guard who could also play center. So Andrews, we want to sign. But we don't have to worry about him for 2 years. So I'm assuming he's going to be here for a while. And again, on the defensive line, everybody was complaining about the Patriots defense, but they came through when it counted. My granddaughter said, "That was a boring game, Grandpa." I said, "Well, hey, the defense rose to the challenge." Everybody was saying that they couldn't play with the big guys, and they went out into Kansas City and they took care of business there with their high-powered offense. And then in the Super Bowl with the second highest scoring offense in the league, the Rams, they took care of them as well. So hats off to the entire defensive team, but especially the defensive line with Trey Flowers, who's an unrestricted free agent. I'm assuming that he's going to be someone that we're going to make a priority as far as signing. Derek Rivers is here to 21. Wise is here to 21. Adrian Claiborne is here to 20. Keonta Davis is here to 20. And then there's Ufamba Kamalu, who's here to 20. Didn't see much of him. Can't pronounce his name. But we'll see if they bring him back. Malcolm Brown, unrestricted free agent. People were saying his game had fallen off. Didn't look it fell off to me. He had a great year. Danny Shelton came in when it counted in the Super Bowl, and he played well in that game. Then we have Lawrence Guy, Adam Butler, who had their moments. Guy's durable and tough and can be plugged into any spot on the line, so I'm sure that we're going to see a lot of him. Donta Hightower, after a couple of injury plague years, came through, stayed healthy, and was able to do the yeoman work as the quarterback of the linebackers. And Kyle Van Noy, great year. Landon Roberts, very good year. And supposedly one of the guys who they picked up as during the draft, Jawan Bentley, who's here the 2022. Was injured early in the year, and they look for him to make a big splash at the linebacker position. Supposedly the speediest linebacker the Patriots have, and he could be used to cover tight ends coming out of the backfield for the other team. So, then the defensive backs, we have Stephon Gilmore. Can't say enough about him. He's here the 2022. Jonathan Jones, a restricted free agent. Jason McCourty came in, learned the system, progressed continually. We didn't miss Eric Rowe, who was out from most of the season. Duke Dawson is here the 2022. Cross, Keon Crossen is here the 2022. J.C. Jackson, a lot of penalties, but a tough defensive back who I expect to make the team next year and could possibly be a starter across from Gilmore. And then we have the safeties, Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung, are all under contract, and so is Daron Harmon. And O.B. Melifonwu didn't get much playing time except on special teams, but supposedly is a beast at 6'3", 220-some-odd pounds. And they say a lot of speed as well, and they think that he's going to get a lot of playing time in this coming season. So, Steven Gostkowski missed some field goals during the year. Everybody blames the kicker, but you don't know about the snap. You don't know about the holder. And, hey, unless we can bring somebody in and see if he can push him, but I look for him to be back. Same thing with Ryan Allen and Joe Cardona. Matthew Slater, the king of the special teams, captain. Obviously, he's going to be back. Nate Ebner, Brandon King, Albert McClellan, unrestricted free agent, but probably they're going to give him a shot as well. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And time to put the wraps on this edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports. Hopefully next week we'll be back. I understand that Duke men's basketball team won their game as well. Celtics lost. I believe the Bruins lost also. So anyway, that's the way it goes. It's a long season. And we'll see what takes place in Titletown, USA. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise, more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites coming your way. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is on the way. See you next Sunday, 4 a.m. or thereabouts, for another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports.